Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant milestone has been achieved in India's journey towards ease of doing business and internal security with the passage of the Jan Vishwas Bill and the virtual elimination of left-wing extremism from the country. First, let us delve into the Jan Vishwas Bill, which has decriminalized 717 provisions across 79 central acts administered by 23 ministries. What makes this significant is that it replaces minor criminal penalties, such as imprisonment, with a graded civil enforcement mechanism comprising advisories, warnings, and escalating monetary penalties for regulatory and procedural violations that do not pose a public harm risk. This means that the traditional comply or go to jail model has been replaced with a three-step ladder, where the first instance of non-compliance results in an advisory with no penalty, the second instance leads to a warning, and persistent violation leads to monetary penalties. Crucially, criminal imprisonment is retained only for offenses involving deliberate fraud, public harm, or gross negligence, and not for procedural lapses or paperwork violations. It is worth pausing here to note that examples of previously criminal offenses that are now civil violations under the bill include failure to display required notices under labor laws, minor labeling non-compliance in the food and pharmaceutical sector, late filing of returns under company and commerce laws, procedural violations in agricultural commodity trade, and minor environmental reporting delays that are non-willful. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the fact that overcriminalization of regulatory non-compliance is a major deterrent to entrepreneurship, especially for micro, small, and medium enterprises and first-generation entrepreneurs who lack legal counsel. Replacing jail with penalties removes this chilling effect and is expected to improve India's ease of doing business ranking, which currently stands at 63rd in the World Bank's Ease of Doing Business Index. Note this carefully, the Jan Vishwas Bill amends existing acts and does not require new legislation for each ministry, and it aligns with the broader shift from the Indian Penal Code to the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, which also reduced the scope of imprisonment for minor offences. Now, let us turn to the historical context of the Jan Vishwas Bill. The bill is a successor to the Jan Vishwas Act of 2023, which amended 42 acts. The Niti Aayog and the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade had both recommended large-scale decriminalization in their Ease of Doing Business reports. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It signals a significant shift towards a more business-friendly environment, which is expected to boost entrepreneurship and economic growth. Moving on to the topic of left-wing extremism, India has declared itself virtually free from this menace by 31st March 2026, a deadline set by Union Home Minister Amit Shah in 2024. Only isolated pockets of Maoist presence remain in the Bastar region of Chhattisgarh. The number of left-wing extremism-affected districts has fallen from 126 in 2018 to near zero by March 2026, which is one of India's most significant internal security achievements in decades. So, what exactly changed? The Ministry of Home Affairs implemented the Samadhan Doctrine, a multi-pronged approach that included security operations led by the Commando Battalion for Resolute Action, a surrender policy with generous rehabilitation packages for surrendered Maoists, road connectivity through the PM Gram Sadak Yojana Phase 3, mobile towers, and developmental schemes such as the PM Janman and Aspirational Districts Program. These initiatives targeted left-wing extremism-prone areas and brought measurable improvements in health, education, and financial inclusion metrics. And here is something that surprises many students: the CPI, that is, the Communist Party of India, Maoist, is the primary left-wing extremist organization formed in 2004 by the merger of the People's War Group and the Maoist Communist Center. At its peak in 2010, Maoists claimed presence in 20 states, and there were 2,258 incidents in 2009. The Red Corridor, which was the belt from Andhra Pradesh through Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Odisha to Bihar, is now largely dismantled. Left-wing extremism is classified as domestic terrorism under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, and the fifth schedule of the Constitution governs tribal areas in left-wing extremism-prone states. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Remember this number, 717 provisions have been decriminalized across 79 acts under 23 ministries. Note this carefully, the Jan Vishwas Act of 2023 was the predecessor, which amended 42 acts. The number of left-wing extremism-affected districts has fallen from 126 in 2018 to near zero by March 2026. The Samadhan Doctrine is the Ministry of Home Affairs' anti-left-wing extremism doctrine, and the Commando Battalion for Resolute Action is the CRPF Specialized Anti-Naxal Force. The CPI, that is, the Communist Party of India, Maoist, was formed in 2004 by the merger of the People's War Group and the Maoist Communist Center. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers polity and governance, and GS Paper 3, which covers internal security. The Jan Vishwas Bill and the elimination of left-wing extremism are significant developments that will be tested in the UPSC exam. So it is essential to understand the key concepts, provisions, and initiatives related to these topics. Now, let us look at some additional facts that will help you with your revision. The Bastar region of Chhattisgarh, which comprises seven districts, was once called the Liberated Zone by Maoists, but it is now over 90% Naxal-free. The Commando Battalion for Resolute Action has 10 battalions specifically trained for jungle warfare and anti-Naxal operations, and they operate on foot in deep forest terrain where vehicles cannot enter. The Aspirational Districts Program, which is now renamed the PM Gati Shakti Districts Initiative, covered 112 districts, of which 35 plus were left-wing extremism affected, and brought measurable improvements in health, education, and financial inclusion metrics. India's left-wing extremism challenge peaked in 2009-10, when over 1,000 civilians and security personnel were killed annually, but annual left-wing extremism-related deaths in 2025 were below 30, which is a 97% reduction. The Jan Vishwas approach is modeled on Singapore's regulatory philosophy, where compliance is incentivized through graduated civil penalties rather than criminalization, which Singapore credits for its ease of doing business ranking. The Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, which was amended in 2019, designates the CPI, that is, the Communist Party of India, Maoist, as a terrorist organization, and individual members can be prosecuted under this act regardless of state borders. In conclusion, the Jan Vishwas Bill and the virtual elimination of left-wing extremism are significant developments that will have a profound impact on India's economy, internal security, and governance. These topics will be tested in the UPSC exam, so it is essential to understand the key concepts, provisions, and initiatives related to these topics. The Jan Vishwas approach and the Samadhan doctrine are models that can be applied to other areas of governance, and they demonstrate the government's commitment to improving the business environment and addressing internal security challenges.